It's been almost 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and the work of volunteers to help Ukrainian newcomers to Canada continues today. We find that in the beginning everybody wanted to do everything they could, but now other conflicts are going on, said Irene Newton, president of the Niagara chapter of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, UCC. Almost 2 years have gone by. It's like war fatigue has set in and it feels like people have lost interest. But Newton said volunteers with the Niagara chapter of the UCC remain committed to their fundraising efforts to provide help. The organization also relies on support from individuals, organizations, and service clubs like the Rotary Club of Fonthill, which recently donated $1,500 toward the cause of helping Ukrainians fleeing as a result of the war. There are people and organizations that continue to help, and we're certainly appreciative of that. It's wonderful, she said. Fonthill Rotary member Dave Schultz said the service club believes in the work which the UCC Niagara chapter is doing, so supporting its efforts is a no-brainer. The UCC supports our club's vision statement and our priorities as a Rotary club. Rotary International has continued to provide support as well, Schultz said. We also have connections with Rotary clubs in Ukraine, so this was a natural fit for us. Donations that come to the Niagara chapter of the UCC are used to provide support to newcomers in the form of mattresses, tables, food, medication, clothing, and other daily necessities. The organization also assists newcomers in other ways. Help is given to obtain documents like identification, rent assistance, and how to integrate into their new community. We have coffee sessions and social events. Kids are enrolled in things like Ukrainian youth group activities, dancing, and other things of that nature where they can continue to learn in Ukrainian and adapt to English, Newton said. The Niagara chapter also partners with the Niagara Multicultural Center, the Welland Heritage Council, and the Fort Erie Multicultural Center to assist newcomers. Newton said the war seemingly has no end in sight, and has heard from fleeing Ukrainians how frightening the situation is. Think about it. If you had to get up every day and listen to air raid sirens going off in the middle of the night and daytime, kids are going to school in underground subway stations, basements, and buildings because they are afraid to keep their kids out in the open, Newton said. It's frightening. Newton recalled a Ukrainian family that came to live in Canada a year ago, and the Niagara chapter of the UCC helped locate an apartment for them near the canal in the north end of St. Catharines. When the bridge goes up and down over the canal, a siren sounds to alert motorists a ship is passing through. We don't think anything of it because it happens all the time. Well, the first time the family heard it, they just about hit the floor, Newton recalled. I explained to them it's just the canal and a warning sign to cars. Even a year later, they know what it's all about, but they still get a bit anxious. To raise awareness about what's happening in Ukraine and to mark the second anniversary of the war, the UCC Niagara chapter has arranged the Rally for Ukraine on Saturday, February 24 in St. Catharines. Everyone is welcome to attend the rally, which will begin at 2 p.m. at St. Cyril and Methodius Ukrainian Catholic Church, at the corner of Niagara and Vine Streets. Participants will march down Facer Street to St. George Ukrainian Orthodox Church, where the rally will end. For more information on the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, visit www.ucc.ca.